Have you ever wondered what would push a caring, dedicated nurse to cross the line into violence? Meghan Michael's life seems ordinary on the surface. A 40-year-old critical care nurse and single mother working at Chicago Memorial Hospital, navigating the challenges of raising her teenage daughter, Sienna, after divorcing Ben 3 years ago. But beneath this veneer of normalcy lies a web of secrets that begins to unravel when a new patient arrives in the ICU. Caitlin Beckett, a 32-year-old woman with catastrophic injuries, was found at the base of a pedestrian bridge with injuries suggesting she'd been pushed, not jumped. Something about Caitlin's case haunts Meghan, perhaps because it reminds her of her own sister's suicide years earlier, or perhaps because of the strange behavior of Caitlin's wealthy Boston parents, who seem oddly detached despite their designer clothes and practiced concern. As Meghan develops a special rapport with the Becketts, they begin requesting her specifically as Caitlin's nurse, bringing expensive coffee and showing unusual interest in her personal life. When police confirm Caitlin was indeed pushed from the bridge, and a mysterious man with vivid blue eyes is found lurking in Caitlin's room, claiming to be her friend from Los Angeles, the first pieces of a disturbing puzzle begin to shift into place. In a suburban medical center, healthcare worker Meghan faces uncertainty about her future. Her relationship with teenage daughter Sienna, now 16, reflects the normal parent-teen dynamic, from cherished bonding moments over dessert and conversation to occasional friction and boundary testing. Their apartment in Ravenswood, while modest but previously comfortable, has become a source of concern due to increasing neighborhood safety issues. Economic stability remains an ongoing challenge. Despite Meghan's stable career in nursing and some inherited savings, managing household expenses alone requires careful planning. Routine costs like orthodontic care and vehicle maintenance highlight the pressures of single-income budgeting. Her former spouse Ben's critical comments about financial decisions reflect residual relationship tensions. A concerning medical screening forces Meghan to address difficult but necessary questions about contingency planning, particularly regarding Sienna's future care and financial security. The uncertainty of this period emphasizes the unique challenges faced by solo parents. Meghan carries an additional private burden, information about Sienna's parentage that she has maintained confidential for 16 years. During a brief separation before her marriage to Ben, circumstances led to an unexpected pregnancy. Upon their reconciliation and subsequent marriage, Meghan made the complex decision to keep certain details about Sienna's biological background private. Meghan reconnects with Natalie Cohen at her divorce support group. Despite Nat's polished appearance, Meghan notices hidden bruises. Over coffee, Nat reveals her perfect husband Declan can get mad sometimes. Their friendship deepens when Meghan finds Nat outside a comedy club with a swollen lip and bruised cheek. Nat admits Declan violently assaulted her after she questioned his commitment to therapy, yet blames herself. Meghan discovers Declan tracks Nat's location on her phone. Though Nat refuses to file a restraining order, she accepts Meghan's offer of shelter. This compassion strengthens their bond. Over wine, Meghan confesses her secret about Sienna's paternity, something she's never told anyone. Nat responds with understanding, telling Meghan to forgive herself. This vulnerability makes their friendship feel like a lifeline for increasingly isolated Meghan. What Meghan doesn't realize is that this seemingly supportive friendship will become the catalyst for unimaginable consequences. The woman she knows as Nat is not who she claims to be. As their friendship deepens, disturbing inconsistencies emerge. After a virtual kidnapping scam demanding $10,000 for Sienna's release, Meghan feels targeted. Then Milo Finch appears, claiming Caitlin was a waitress he fired who framed him for child pornography, resulting in 5 years of imprisonment. Caitlin's roommate warns that Caitlin hated her parents and ominously suggests the danger is already inside. Mr. Beckett reveals Caitlin was a difficult child who manipulated situations and once falsely reported her mother to child services, contradicting the concerned parents Meghan initially met. The final blow comes when Nat disappears along with their Facebook messages. Investigating further, Megan discovers Nat's preschool has no record of her, and Declan's law firm confirms he doesn't exist, his photo merely a stock image. Most devastating, Megan learns the real Madalie Cohen and her family died 19 years ago. The woman calling herself Nat has been impersonating a dead woman to exploit Megan's vulnerability. Days after uncovering Nat's deception, Megan spots her red coat downtown and pursues her to a pedestrian bridge over train tracks, eerily similar to where Caitlin supposedly fell. Confronting Nat, Megan watches as the woman drops her facade, confessing everything with a chilling smile. Declan was fiction, the bruises self-inflicted, every tearful conversation calculated to gain Megan's trust. Megan's own wedding ring glints on the woman's finger. Nat taunts Megan, dissecting her marriage with surgical precision. When she mockingly references Megan's sister's suicide, "At least your sister had the courage to jump," something snaps inside Megan. In blind fury, she shoves Nat over the railing. Finding no witnesses, Megan retrieves her ring from the unconscious woman and flees, leaving her for dead, transforming from victim to perpetrator. What Megan doesn't realize is that the woman isn't merely a con artist. She is Caitlin Beckett herself, who survived her original fall and orchestrated this elaborate scheme. Megan's world shatters when Mrs. Beckett exclaims, "Her eyes! She opened her eyes!" The words hit Megan like physical blows. This wasn't supposed to happen. Caitlin was meant to remain comatose. When Caitlin's eyes flutter open, they lock onto Megan's with frightening clarity. The recognition is unmistakable. The woman Megan violently pushed from the bridge is the same patient she's been caring for. Caitlin knows everything. As Caitlin recovers, Megan spirals into panic, imagining Sienna growing up without her while she serves time for attempted murder. Caitlin's final words before the push haunt her: "I'll tell them who Sienna's real dad is." When Caitlin manages her first words, you, Megan makes a fateful choice. She steals insulin, disables the monitoring alarms, and administers multiple injections, moving the call button beyond reach. During the code blue, Megan performs her most convincing act, confessing through crafted tears to accidentally administering insulin meant for another patient. Her immediate honesty provides protection. Caitlin Beckett dies at 3:47 a.m., her secrets dying with her. Megan's escape illusion shatters when Luke confronts her at a construction site, holding Sienna at gunpoint after discovering the truth about Caitlin's death. When police arrive, gunfire erupts. Sienna falls forward covered in blood, and Megan collapses, believing her daughter's apparent death is karmic justice for her crimes. At the hospital, Megan learns Sienna is unharmed. The blood belonged to Luke, who died in the confrontation. This near tragedy forces her to confront the consequences of her deception. Weeks later, Megan returns to work where colleagues welcome her back, unaware of her deliberate murder disguised as a medication error. That evening, Ben presents her with her missing engagement ring, the same one Caitlin had stolen, claiming he found it while cleaning. As Ben leaves with Sienna, Megan stands frozen, unsettled by disturbing possibilities. The ring's mysterious reappearance suggests Ben might know everything. Has she truly escaped, or is she now ensnared in an even more dangerous web of deception?